Hello and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, a podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author, editor, and book coach, Connie B. Dowell. And today is the first episode of 2021. Hooray! 2020 is over. I know a new calendar year doesn't magically make everything better, but it can make us feel better for a little bit. And we know that there are multiple vaccines out there getting distributed slowly, doing their work. My grandparents got vaccinated last week, something I am really relieved about. And hopefully, eventually, we can get back to something that maybe isn't quite the normal we had before, but better than this. I'm also really excited to be starting 2021 with planning in my Messy Author Planner, which is now out and available. You can order it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and other bookstores. Hooray! And I've got some special announcements for you guys. I am continuing this year with my weekly podcasting, every other week being interviews, mostly. Occasionally the schedule gets changed, but every other week being an author interview, and the alternate weeks being tips episodes. But I'm also doing something a little bit different. I decided I really wanted to do more nurturing of my Facebook group for writers, Author Goal Rockstars. That's the name, Author Goal Rockstars. And so I'm committed to going live in that group with more tips and Q&As every week. So half of those Facebook Lives are also going to be the tips episodes on this podcast right here. But the other half are exclusive to the Facebook group. So to get the most out of everything, if you want to subscribe here and head on over to Author Goal Rockstars, where we are going to be hitting our fantastic author goals in 2021 and beyond. Now, to move on to today's author interview, I've got a special interview about being a resilient author, about regrouping after a setback, after, in this case, the author's publisher closed, leaving her high and dry and confused and looking for a new direction, but she turned it around. So if you're looking to start 2021 with a resilient mindset, this is the interview for you. Let's have a listen. So today on the podcast, I am talking with author Sonetta Anthony. Welcome to the show, Sonetta.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
Great. I hope you're doing good this morning.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, Sonetta is the author of several books. And if you would like to tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you write, we'd love to hear.
Okay, so about me is I am the author of 3 children's books and a contributor to a book of anthologies, which is about African-American women, which I am honored to have a poem in. And I was an educator for 20 plus years of preschool through third grade. During that time, almost toward the end of my retirement, I started writing, and my students were my first audience. I'm a wife, a mom, a grandma, an avid Jeopardy watcher, so my heart was saddened with Alex Trebek, and love to watch cartoons, love to have fun, love to read, of course, and let me see. And I love the outdoors, but not able to get outdoors the way I want to right now. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, so a lot going on. An educator, an author, a poet, very busy and full life. So I wondered if you might share a little bit about your publishing story, because I think it would help a lot of listeners to know kind of what you went through.
Okay, so my publishing story, me and Connie talked a little bit offline about what happens when your publisher closes or go out of business. And that is what happened to me. My publisher actually went out of business. I'd rather not say the name, if that's okay. And they went out of business because of legal purposes. And so in the midst of that, I had published my first book with them, which is The Love Story. And I was excited about that. And the journey was going along really good. And I was prepared to launch my second book, which I had placed with them as well. They had accepted it. And I thought we were moving along. But some things start happening that in the inside of you, you feel like something is not quite right, but I can't figure out what it is. But they did a good job in the beginning. But now it seems to be people aren't answering my phone calls like they were anymore. They aren't as attentive to what I need to do. Our schedule is being switched around a lot with a lot of different editors and illustrators, and it was just a lot going on, and it got to be a little bit uncomfortable. But I said, well, everything was good the first time, so I just kind of hung in there and just stayed, and I probably should have left. And so I was waiting for them to prepare to get everything together for my second book. In the midst of this, I got an email from a state's attorney's office in that particular state, which was that was disturbing. And so I didn't know if it was a spam email or, you know what, because we get all kind of things. So I decided to call the number, and it was actually the attorney general's office. And that particular publisher was being closed down for fraud, which was like, okay, so what did I do from here? So I tried to reach out to them and ask, okay, so what's going on? How do I proceed? What do I do? And at some point the publisher started, I'm going to say, taking your books hostage. So they were taking my first book hostage. That's the only way I could describe it. And I would have to pay a cost to get that particular book back into my hands. Even though it was in my hands, it wasn't in my hands, if that makes sense. And then I had to decide what to do with the second book that was ready and I thought was prepared to be launched out for publication, where nothing had been done at all, which I found out at a later date. So what I had to do was I had to think about, what am I going to do? Because this was a difficult decision. I had never self-published, didn't know what to do legally. So I did reach out to some friends and asked them, you know, what should I do? And they gave me some sound advice, which was the first was, I would recommend any author, before you send out anything, make sure your book, poem, anything, your illustrations are copywritten by you. Because when they get into someone else's hands, they belong to you. So that was the one thing that I'm glad I did initially before I started sending my information out. So all of my books belong to me. So no one else has the rights to my book. So with The Love Story, I had to begin all over and I had to learn how to self-publish. And so I had to decide to re-release that book, even though it was about maybe 4 years old. I had to re-release it. I had to take all of the ISBN numbers off. It was locked up in the PDF file. So they send you the PDF file. So I was a Google queen during that time, trying to figure out, okay, how can I unlock this from this PDF file? Which I did. I figured it out. And so I unlocked that, and then I had to figure out, okay, so how do I self-publish this particular book? And so, like I said, I became the Google queen. So I went through a couple of self-publishing companies and decided on CreateSpace and had to figure out how to do it in format and how to put the words in format again, how to do the illustrations in format again, how to change the cover again. Even though I was using the same material, the format was totally different. And then release it and then decide on what price I had to, price point I had to do. So I had that. And with CreateSpace, which I believe is now Kindle Direct Publishing, they give you an ISBN number, but if you leave them, then that ISBN number goes back to them. So that is what I did with the love story. It wasn't in audio anymore because it was initially in audio. So I was like, okay, I can't put it in audio. It wasn't in ebook anymore, so I had to put it in ebook format. And so it was a lot to do, especially if you didn't know what to do. And I didn't know what to do. So you have to become a researcher. If you really are serious about your craft, writing is not just writing. Writing is a business. And you have to take it as such. And I had to look at different businesses that are saying, okay, maybe they failed at this point, but they had to start over. So I had to start over. So I had to start publishing my first book again all over. And then in the meantime, I had to start working on the second book that I thought was all put together and everything. So then I had to start looking for another publisher for that book. So I had to start sending out query letters and all of that and researching again to find another publisher for that. And I eventually did. And it was just... It taken me a couple of years where I thought it would have been released. It was released, I think, in 2018, where I thought it was going to be released in 2016. So it was 2 years later, but that was okay. I had to make a conscientious decision whether I'm going to just sit here and let my dream of being a published author die or proceed on and accomplish my dream. And so I am actually so wonderful and so excited that I did, because it launched me not only to tell my story, but to help other authors who are in the same predicament. Because some of them just say, forget it, I'm not going to do it anymore, I'm done. And you get discouraged. And then you have other authors who are like me, okay, I need to go on. But how do I go on? What do I do? Who do I reach out to? And so I guess that is actually my story.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great educational story for other authors listening in a lot of different ways. And I'm thinking of some questions for you as we talk. But one point of clarification I want to give to folks. Because people often get very confused about the ISBN issue. The CreateSpace, which is now KDP Print, can issue those free ISBNs. It doesn't, like you said, it goes back to them. But I don't think, it's not like it goes back in the pile. It's still always assigned to your book, but you can't take it anywhere else.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, I should have clarified that. I'm sorry. Yes, if you decide to go somewhere else, if I decide to take that particular book somewhere else, then that ISBN is not mine. I don't own it.
Yeah, that's the tricky part. And I wanted to clarify because ISBNs are like a big point of confusion for a lot of
people. Yes, parts. It is. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So it is great that you were able to eventually get your rights back to your book. And it's interesting that you did file a copyright before publication, which is not the norm. And I've even seen it actively, I don't know as much about the legal side of this, I've even seen it actively discouraged for people seeking traditional publication to do that, that people say it looked amateurish. So that's something for listeners to research a little bit more.
Well, you know, we hear different stories about people not owning the rights to their, I'm going to say music over the years or writings or whatever. And it is kind of tricky, but I recommend you owning the rights to all of your writings personally, because anything can happen. And so just like with me, because I own the rights, I can move around and do what I needed to do. If I didn't own rights, then that particular failed company would have had my rights, had the rights to my book, and moved on. And that book would no longer be mine. It would be theirs. And they choose to do what they choose to do with it. If they chose to throw it in the trash, they could throw it in the trash. But when you own the rights, it's yours. If someone comes to you to make a movie, hey, you own the rights to that particular book or poem or whatever writings you decide to do.
Yeah.
And getting copyrights are not that expensive. It's not that expensive. So it's worth looking into.
Yeah. That's the thing I'll kind of put a pin in, because we could easily digress into like a copyright right situation.
Okay.
But I will put links in the show notes for people listening to, if they really want to dive into all of the debate and all the legal stuff around that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it is important, but it could also totally derail the discussion here.
Yes, it could.
So it's great that you were able to get back to legally publish again, and that, you know, then that you did have the fortitude to kind of decide your next steps. So I wonder, because authors do make this decision, you know, not necessarily for their entire career, but book by book. You decided to self-publish the one for which the publisher closed, but you went traditional for the second one?
Yes, because there were no illustrations that were done. And so I couldn't find a illustrator that I really liked. So I had to go with a hybrid. I went with a hybrid publisher. And that was the decision I had to do, because I wanted somebody to feel the heart of my words and put the pictures with those words. And I didn't find anybody. So that's why I did what I did.
Yeah, illustration cost and matching illustrations to text can be a barrier sometimes. So that is a good reason that a lot of folks choose to traditionally publish when they do so. I've heard of a number of small press publishers having some legal issues or closing. Of course, nowadays, a lot of small presses that are closing like because of legitimate economic crisis. But, not to make anybody anti-small press, because small presses can be wonderful, but what are some things maybe that, if there's anything that was maybe a red flag in the beginning?
With the beginning of, do you mean the beginning of my going with another publisher, or with a publisher that closed down?
Yeah, with the one that closed down, is there anything you can look back on that you say, oh, that could have been a warning sign?
Well, the warning signs were my phone calls weren't being taken. My emails weren't being answered. What else? Things weren't progressing. I was being moved around from person to person to person when I was supposed to be assigned. The press said, the publisher said, okay, you're going to be assigned to one person that's going to carry you through the entire journey from beginning to end. And almost every 2 weeks, I was getting a new person, and it was starting, and I was starting, having to start over. So those were some red flags that I just flew on through and just did not pay attention to. And I should have really paid attention to them.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good to look out for those red flags. When you went with the second publisher and you chose someone to submit to, what were there any particular red flags you were looking out for? Any kind of green flags that they did that you made you feel okay to trust them?
Well, you know what? This is a funny story. When I decided to go with this publisher, it's entitled Covenant Books. And they actually, someone who looked at my book, worked for the previous company that closed down, was an employee. And they called me on a Sunday afternoon. And they said my book came across their desk, and they thought, what is the likelihood of a Stanetta Anthony being, there being another one of me because of my name? And so we talked, and she gave me a lot of backstory on what had happened with the company and everything. So we had an opportunity to talk. Well, at the time, they actually were not publishing children's books. I was their first children's author. And so after talking to her and feeling more comfortable with her, then I decided, okay, I had to take a deep breath and I started over again. And so there were some things that I asked plenty of more questions. There were so many questions that I had to ask. So I had my pen, and I'm writing the questions down that I needed to ask when I'm calling back and seeing if I could get the right answers. And I'm just going to say, if those answers didn't fit me, I was just going to move on. But they did. So I had to put my trust in someone else again. And sometimes that is hard when you have to start over. But you have to feel what makes sense to you, makes comfortable to you. Do your research. See what their reviews are. See about the Better Business Bureau. See about their complaints, you know, if any. And so that's what I had to do before I proceeded on.
Yeah, absolutely. Do your research. And I would add a previous podcast guest who represented Writer Beware. And we can, I will link to that episode in the show notes as well. Because Writer Beware is a good resource to check out and avoid anything that is at least a known scam. Of course, okay. things can happen later, but at least something that someone else has complained about, you will know.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing this story with us. I hope that it helps authors kind of pick up when things don't go right, or maybe to try and do their research and avoid any problems that can be avoided. Do you have anything you'd like to add? Any question that maybe I should have asked?
No, I guess the only thing I would add is you have to take your craft seriously. You hear a lot of, and it's okay, I guess, if you do it, writing your book in 30 days. But when you're writing the book in 30 days, you have to consider the seriousness of writing and publishing, and not just saying, oh, I wrote a book and I'm excited, I'm jumping up and down, but what about the business part of this? So you have to consider yourself not just a writer, but a business person as well. And in business, there are things that have to be changed. There are adjustments that have to be made. There are decisions that have to be decided, whether you are one person business or a 10,000 person business. So with that, I would recommend any author, or say to any author, don't negate the business part. Please don't negate the business part.
Absolutely. Wise advice. A lot of us do get caught up in writing and our books as, you know, this heartfelt dream, but they're also an asset as well. So So thank you so much for coming on the show, Sonetta. Would you like to tell listeners where we can find you and all your books online?
Okay, so you can find me on my website, which is Sonetta. Sonettaanthony.weebly.com. And I'm sure Connie is going to have that link for you. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So that's where I am.
Absolutely. So thanks again for coming on. It was a really great chat with you this morning.
Thank you for having me on. I enjoyed myself.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you got a lot out of this interview. And if you would like to talk more about resiliency, head on over to the show notes, bookechoes.com/show, to find the show notes for this and all the episodes. And leave a comment about resiliency with a question, your own story, anything you like. You can also drop me a line, connie@bookechoes.com. And as always, I appreciate any ratings or reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or Amazon Podcasts. And make sure that you head on over to Facebook and type in Author Goal Rockstars to not miss a thing. Link will also be available in the show notes. Until next time, happy writing!